Sam Gorillaz on Audio Boom.
So last week, one of the things we said we would do was keep a dream log. You were in my dream.
Oh God.
I lived in a house next door to a shop that your parents owned.
My parents owned?
Yeah, either an estate agent or a solicitor's. I was trying to find something to do and I saw you and was like, do you want to come over and do podcast stuff? Your dad said that you were a bit busy at the moment because he had to send a fax in the morning.
You call that news? Children warned bizarre US snorting Smarties craze could leave them with maggots in their noses. Flies are attracted to the sugar rotting on the inside of the nasal passage and swoop in to lay their eggs.
The shopping forecast, Asda, Sainsbury's and Tesco. There's no point even. It's like a massacre among the fruits.
I remember my father saying, "You better play that instrument right, boy, or I hit you." And he did. I used to match the rhythm of my drums to the rhythm of his fists.
For more, check out soundgorillas.co.uk. This podcast contains strong language and adult themes that may not be necessarily dealt with in an adult way. If you don't think you should be listening to this, go away. We did get featured last week.
I saw.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for bloody Russell Brand coming back.
Wow. I like the idea. However, I would just like to state now that if his recording quality is the same as what it is in that promo that we listened to...
I haven't listened to it.
Okay. He basically put out a thingy one saying...
Oh, rambunctious discussions!
Yeah.
I'm really sorry, Russell Brand. Hey, Russell Brand could do an expose for us on our shitty student union. Sorry, carry on.
If his podcast is of the same quality as his promo was, then our podcast is produced at a higher quality.
Yay, we've done something better for once.
The quality control segment of the checkbox, we tick it and Russell Brand doesn't.
Oh, flippity gibbet, how's your father?
By the way, I wrote some code red today.
Oh, yay!
Yay, because I've actually managed to get round after a year to write in. So now I have done it, and a man gets his arm shot off.
Oh, dear.
If it gets produced, then people will listen to it.
Be excited. More excited than I probably sound right now.
Shall we do a podcast?
I suppose so.
All right, it is a podcast with me, Johnny.
And me, Zoe. Hello.
Hello. And if you've not heard anything that we talked about before, because we deleted it, then basically
That's an awful way to start.
That's all right. Zoe is a bit pissed off because...
I'm fucking fuming.
Yeah, and why are you fuming?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. It's basically because... the students' union are cocks. So yeah, Zoe's a little bit annoyed at the moment. So
I think "little bit" is an understatement. But there we go.
We shall perk you up, Zoe.
I'm going to work through my rage.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
You can use it as energeticness.
I've lost all of my energy in raging and shouting at the radio.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even a radio, actually. That's the whole point of Tone Radio.
And doing big, shouty capital letters on Facebook. My excuse was that I was far away, so I had to shout. But no, I was just actually really pissed off.
No, were you far away, or were your words just very little?
I'm literally far away from Cheltenham, but yeah.
So, that's what's going on.
It's going to be a fucking barrel of laughs this evening.
Woo-hoo. Zoe, what have we got on today's podcast?
All of the usual features.
Okay, that includes a quick chat with us too. Then we're going to have a conversation, because last week we talked about dreams.
Oh, I didn't have any this week.
Did you not?
No.
Oh, I've got a couple.
Okay.
Afterwards, we've got some news, and then we've got our game called Bomb Bam, where we just ask each other questions and then see who wins this week.
I'm going to apologise now.
For what?
I can't even gauge the difficulty of them at the moment.
Right. Well, you have got 11, and I've got 5 so far, so I need to achieve the impossible score of... seven or something.
I think you might be all right.
Well, we'll see, because the last couple of weeks, last time I got one.
It was fucking woeful last time.
So that is a thing that happened. After that, we might talk about some more news or something like that. And then afterwards, we'll have Fact Cock. And then what we learnt today. That is what's happening on today's Prick Up Your Ears podcast. And also, we slightly discussed the fact that Russell Brand is going to be on Audio Boom.
Is he? He's technically our direct competition, isn't he?
Now he is, yeah. He wasn't before, but the good thing is that our audio quality, if it's anything like the thingy, is better than his. So, if you don't want to hear loads of background room noise, then listen to us.
I'll be honest, I think I would rather listen to Russell Brand than us, but that's just me.
I might just listen as well. And then hopefully we can, you know, like at a gig, a comedy gig, where you've got the people who aren't so big following up beforehand, and then you've got the main
one.
Your
headliner, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we will be the kind of one that's before that, like the, what I say, what are they called again?
We'll be the open spots.
I've been trying to make every podcast 45 minutes and it's coming off more nearer than an hour. So,
you've nearly got an Edinburgh show on your hands, really.
Yeah, we could just do it, couldn't we?
No, it would be awful.
Why would
it be
awful?
The worst idea ever.
Why would it be awful?
Because we're not Peacock and Gamble.
We're not. But that's why, instead, that we should do what we do.
But no one would come because nobody likes us. Not even my mum would come.
Well,
that is a weird sentence to say.
We don't know until we try. But anyway, let's...
We're not going to Edinburgh.
Let's throw that feature out the window for now.
Into a fire so it burns and no one ever has to realise that we even considered it for a split second.
When have you even had a fire outside your window?
Because it is bonfire night.
Okay, that is a valid answer.
Thank you.
So let's go on to the first thing.
I'm just going to take my cardigan off because I've got so wound up I'm really hot. Oh god. Everybody wants to be a gash.
What has happened since last week's podcast?
I didn't have work because I had the day off, so that was not exciting. I've been planning stuff for Mark Watson's 27-hour show.
Yeah, when are you going to that?
I leave on Thursday.
Wow.
And it is on Friday night through till Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back from London on Monday. Hey, I won some free popcorn today.
Oh, cool.
In a Twitter competition.
Where do you obtain this popcorn from?
At Twitter. I know that sounds really shady.
Have to go to Twitter.
Well, it's not directly from Twitter.
Okay.
But there is a photo exhibition that when we release this, it's probably... No, it's definitely still going on because it's on till March the 8th. And you're not that slack with...
No.
...editing. So it's at the Embassy Tea Rooms in London. Or is it the Embassy Tea Gallery? There's Embassy and Tea in it.
Yeah.
And if you search for this comedian, it's by Idil Sukan, so she's the photographer.
Okay.
And it's basically a big exhibition of all of her photographs from the last few years. And they were like, oh, the exhibition's being sponsored by this popcorn company. If you retweet it, we'll pick someone and they will win some popcorn free. And I was like, oh, I like free things and popcorn because I like food. I'll retweet it. There were only 4 retweets, 2 of which were people that were involved with the competition. So the odds were pretty much in my favour.
Hmm.
The best Hunger Games in the world. So now I'm going to get like a box of popcorn sent to my house. But I should stress, a box of bags of popcorn, not just a box full of popcorn.
Oh, okay. So is it already popped already then?
Yeah, it's like pre-packaged popcorn.
Do you prefer to have the popcorn that is already... popped then, like done, or would you rather get it home and then do it in the microwave?
Oh no, I'd rather it just came in a bag.
Okay.
To be honest, it's how I like most things, already coming in a bag.
Okay. I was gonna say about mine, my yesterday was rubbish.
Yesterday all your troubles seemed not so far away.
Yes. Because I
does it look like they are here to stay? Oh, Johnny, tell me about yesterday.
My mouth was really hurty and it was shit.
It's not the musical episode, Johnny. Okay. Just say it properly.
So, yeah, yesterday I was supposed to go for a filling, and it changed from a filling into being a root canal.
Oh, dear.
Do
you know, I've never had a filling.
I didn't really have any fillings, other than, before. Technically, I don't think I have still. The only thing that I've had as a filling, I guess, is my front tooth. When I was a child, I fell over in Tesco car park.
Oh, please don't tell me you scraped your teeth, because that will be awful.
All right, well, I won't say that then.
Okay.
But the listener can use their imagination. And
oh, God.
I had to have an extra bit put on the end of my already large tooth. And that's still there.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. The other problem I had with my mouth last week is still there, but they've added this extra bit of root canal stuff now. So yesterday I was in pain, and most of today I've been in pain, but I'm all right at the moment.
Oh, you've been a brave boy.
Yeah, I'm going to wake up ill tomorrow.
Did you get a sticker and a sugar-free lollipop?
No, they should have given me that. They should have given me the Super Ted sticker.
I used to fucking love Super Ted.
Yeah, and Spotty as well.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, we...
Bananas and pyjamas used to kind of freak me out a bit, but no, Super Ted was my homeboy.
Yeah. Oh, and Banana Man one as well.
It was all right.
Yeah, they had the sticker. I wasn't necessarily into it. But other than that, last week I had a couple of dreams, which I wrote down. I've been having a couple of bad ones as well, but I didn't keep them.
Okay. Did you go on a tandem with Rich?
I didn't. I haven't even contacted him.
Oh, mate.
I know. I went to Swindon, though, and I saw one of my friends.
Did you try and reverse stalk Matt Smith? Hey, have we heard from Matt Smith this week?
We haven't, no.
Oh.
No.
Do you think we scared him off by being too clingy?
Yeah, possibly. So we're trying to think of other ways that I can go with, and it was like, we didn't kiss him every 5 minutes. But we didn't, so... That's what it is.
Oh, I've creeped myself out now.
That's what happened. Like, every 5 minutes, you'll just have the kiss sound.
You don't have to act like a star, making moves in the back of your car. You know that we can go far, because you know I'm going to give you my... Holly Valance.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know who that was by.
No, I did. That's probably one of the questions you've got in later, and it's the only one I'll know the answer to.
No, I have no question. It's a spoiler alert. I have no questions about Holly Valance.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
If you were going to say, what commercial did Holly Valance feature in? About telephones. Excuse me. About telephones.
No, but I do have a question about advertising, weirdly enough.
Oh, okay. Well, if it was one about advertising with Holly Valance, the answer would be REVRSEE, about when she was doing adverts for reverse charge calling.
Fucking hell.
So there you go.
That's really old school.
Yeah.
What was it? 0800
Yeah.
That was me doing some reverse speaking there.
Yeah, I'll just knock on
you. If you play it backwards, it will make sense.
Yeah.
Nothing is real. It's all pretense. Sean is away here, but...
Yeah, 0800 reverse or...
0800 reverse!
See, I can... Also, if you were going to go on that tangent, you could say, what was the number you used to have to call up when you had to do reverse charge calls?
No idea.
I think you had to call up 100 and then tell them that you wanted to do a reverse charge call.
How the times have changed. Mm. Well, I don't think I'd pick up a reverse charges call. I think I had to do one from France once, but I'm not sure. I might have made that up. Mm. That's a very weird, precise thing to have to have made up, I'm aware.
It was really weird because you used to have an operator. They were based in the UK. They were like, would you like to accept the charges? And you could only do it on a house phone. Sorry, I'm going off things that I remember now, but it's going to make me sound old anyway. I remember the days when you actually had to call up a mobile phone operator to send a text message to a pager.
What? I don't think I've ever used a pager, sent a message to a pager.
I think only hospitals use them now and stuff, but like beforehand, if you couldn't afford a mobile phone, you could afford a pager, and you just ring up the pager company, and then they would send a text message to the pager you wanted to send to, which is awkward when you're locked out from your house, and it's like, you say, hi mum, locked outside, please can you get dad to let me in?
Wow.
Or the other one was, hi mum, Ben's been arrested.
That's not something you want to have to page someone and say, is it?
Please can you call me? Well, no, but the thing is, if I didn't say, she wouldn't have called.
Fair enough.
So, anyway, I'm going off on one. Shall we talk about dreams then?
Yes.
I
literally can't think of any more songs about dreams.
I'm a dreamer.
What was that?
I'm a dreamer. Yeah, I'm a dreamer. Heartbreaks and problems. No, that's a different song. Yeah, Dreamer by What's Her Face. It doesn't matter. Oh, and Dreams by The Corrs.
I can't remember how that one goes, so I can't sing it.
It was like... And then... Thunder only happens when it's raining.
That's not... Dreamer, is it?
Player only love you when they're playing. I think that's Dreamer.
Women,
yeah.
They will come and they will go. When the rain washes your
feet. Right, so dreams then. So you didn't have any last week.
No, I didn't have any kind of... There was one that was so complicated. I woke up and literally went, what the fuck was that? It was literally too complicated to write down.
Okay.
Very confusing. There were festivals. There was more explicit sexual content. Very explicit dreams recently. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
I think I'm sexually frustrated. In fact, I know that's what it is. This is stuff I should not be saying.
By the way, here's Zoe's dream from last week. And if you got this correct, then you get 100 golden goose symbols. Woo!
In last night's dream, I had sex with a black gentleman and then another lady joined in.
Okay.
That was just the extent of the dream.
It was just that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was affecting. I can't quite say it was based off reality, but it was based off someone else's reality, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I can pinpoint exactly why those elements, for want of a better phrase, came together in that dream.
Okay.
The two programmes I watched were Cucumber.
Right.
On Channel 4, which is very good. And you know how Channel 4 do their shorts range?
Yeah.
Their short series? One just happened to come up that I just thought, oh, that sounds interesting. And it was The Black Lesbian Handbook.
Okay.
I am none of the above, but I thought it was interesting all the same. And I think that's probably why those certain elements appeared in my dream.
Back to now.
There was stuff about trucks and parking, and it are very contrived.
Truck sounds like fuck, and parking could be the act itself.
It's not about anal sex.
Okay.
It's not pull up to the bump, baby.
Gravity McQueen.
Yeah, it's not that.
Okay, so I had one dream.
Right.
And then the next day I had three or four, actually.
Whoa.
Look
at you, dream stealer.
I know. Well, you've got a dream catcher anyway, so they should kind of like sort themselves out with you. But so first off, and for some reason the last couple of months I've been having a reoccurring dream.
Oh, they're always really good or bad depending on what they are.
Well, this one is watching breakfast TV, eating cereal, curled up wearing Ugg boots / slippers in my pyjamas, and I spilled cereals in brackets Cheerios down myself and realised that I am a girl at that point. I swore because I dropped the Cheerios, and then I can see my hair going down past my shoulders, and I was on the sofa with my knees up against my chest, and the bowl was on top of my knees, so that's why it fell, which was a pretty stupid thing to do.
Right.
The walls were white, the sofa was brown, there was a glass table in the middle of the room which was kind of tinted a bit blue, and there were blue curtains on the window with a light brown wooden floor, and there were magazines on the table, and some potpourri as well.
Oh, classic female thing there.
Yeah, there you go. That's the first one.
So your dream was literally you're in a room eating cereal, then you realise you're a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your recurring dream.
I had it again a couple of days after, and I think there was a slight difference in that.
Were the curtains a different colour?
Oh, I had a jumper on this time, and...
Oh, wow.
I'm watching a different programme, because before I was watching Jeremy Kyle.
Again, classic female pursuit.
Yeah, so I was...
Hashtag yes all women.
On Thursday morning, I had no dream, but I had the Dora the Explorer song of Backpack in my head. It goes backpack, 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 backpack.
That's catchy, I like it.
Yeah.
Quite simple, but that's fine.
I was watching also, it might have been on that day, I might have been watching Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, that's creepy, that one.
Which they have like songs like, let's be friends, let's be friends, let's be friends, let's be friends, I like friends, let's be friends.
I'm noticing a distinct theme in a lack of songwriting skill here. Yeah.
Okay, so Friday, I had the three dreams.
Right.
One I've called Dead Fish. I was cleaning a fish tank and I noticed a hammerhead had died. While getting to it, another fish seemed to die, possibly an octopus. There were medium-sized fish as well. An expert I knew said that I should contact the person I got it from because it's a disease from a crab and it spreads like cancer and ruins everything.
Okay.
The second one's called France. Supermarket shopping late night. It was arranged romantically, going around this supermarket, holding hands with a girl and kissing, reading French newspapers and the dark deli counter lit by a blue light. It was opened specifically for us to be there overnight. There was a friend visiting another friend whose two housemates were there listening to something. I was on the high stairs talking, making a studio arrangement. And then, oh, this is another dream. Yeah, making a studio arrangement, and then I can't even remember this. I don't even know what I've written here. Something to do with arranging a studio and not being able to move it around.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was three dreams. And then I think what might have inspired that was I was watching John Oliver talk about France and 50 Shades of Grey.
Monsieur, your baguette, it is so sexy.
And then French language and smoking. And I also watched two episodes of Arrow as well. Which,
right.
Happened then. For some reason, I don't remember another certain thing that happened during that day, but I had another dream. And it had to do something with big foreheads, fringes, and the Charlie Chaplin theme.
Well, that's my fault, isn't it?
Yeah, but you didn't do Charlie Chaplin.
We talked about Charlie Chaplin, though.
Did we? Oh, yeah, we did.
When we talked about Hitler.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
that is my fault.
Maybe
I'm really
I listened
sorry.
To the. Maybe it was because I was editing the podcast and that stayed in my head. And then Sunday, train.
Just train.
Yeah, I was.
I dreamt about train.
Oh, no, it was the title I'd given them all.
Oh,
time.
Okay.
I was on the way back from Swindon somewhere and my uncle had a mouse that I was supposed to look after. Apparently there were two in the locker, which trains don't have for some reason, but in this train they did.
It's a dream, it's fine.
Yeah, and apparently the locker got flooded and we were worried about the mice, whether they were dead. So we heard the lockers were flooded and I panicked and opened it and there was a bag of clockwork mice and they were okay.
Okay.
On the train also, the family that I used to babysit was on there.
Apparently in dreams, your brain can't create new faces.
Right.
So the only people who will ever appear in dreams are people that you have encountered in real life. So there you go.
The reason why I think that happened was because on Saturday, there was a woman with a rabbit on the train in her jacket. Because I was taking Finn to his auntie's house. A lot to take in.
Yeah. I may well have some interesting dreams too, because I imagine I'm going to fall asleep on the mega bus on Thursday.
Yeah.
So who knows what crazy dreams my brain could come up with at that point.
I didn't look at what these could have meant yet either.
Don't worry about it.
That is my crazy dreams. Maybe if you do dreams actually out there, listener person who's listening to this right now, if you can guess what my dreams are about. We've had no one asking about your dreams, so
of course you've not, because no one listened.
No, although we got featured on Audio Boom, thank you.
Stop going on about... Sorry, yes, thank you, Audio Boom. We very much appreciate it.
Yeah.
But if you could make people get in touch, that would be even better.
Shall we go to some news now?
Yes.
This is the news. This is the news.
Have you got any?
No, we discussed this.
Yeah.
There was a news story that I deemed too depressing to discuss, although it did brought together a disturbing amount of things that we'd discussed in the past.
Yeah.
It was an evil Nutella pot burning down a house and a dog.
Yeah.
So...
Which I pointed out that It would have hit the animal death quota.
You laughed really hard when I told you and I felt really bad.
Well, it's because...
You laughed really hard.
I laughed because nobody would have thought that a jar of Nutella would start a fire.
It's going to be in the next edition of Clue Day.
It's how I'm going to die, isn't it?
It was the sun in the kitchen with the Nutella. I didn't want to dwell on it. Move on.
Okay, so I've got some stories which we can both talk about.
Hooray.
The first one I saw is about the BBC used a kebab to explain Greece's possible Euro exit.
Brilliant.
Which our friend Fred, by the way, would be interested to hear about because he is a Greece fan in general.
Yes. I have never had a kebab.
No?
No.
Why not?
I'm aware that comment seemed to come slightly out of the blue, but it was related to what you just said.
Yes.
I just haven't.
You should have a go.
They're dirty, greasy things. They're gross.
Oh, okay. See, it depends where you get it from. I know a really good one, but you'd have to go to Swindon for it, so...
I'm not going to Swindon, mate. I've been to Swindon once, and once was enough, thank you.
When did you go? Oh, yeah, with me.
You... I don't want to use the word forced. Coerced me, guilt-tripped me into going.
You have to admit, the pub we went to was pretty shit.
It was horrendous. I genuinely was a bit scared.
The pub, which I'm not going to name, looked a little bit like the pub out of Life on Mars. It was all wooden inside. I know another pub that was almost like that as well, actually.
It put me really on edge and I didn't like it.
It was a bit of a weird pub.
Let's stop reminiscing about times I went to Sweden. Sweden?
We should have all gone to Sweden. Yama would have liked it because he's from near there.
He's not, but go on. You're really clutching at straws now, my friend.
Okay, so the BBC have been accused of poor taste. So yeah, the news report explored how Greece might leave the euro in the so-called Grexit and says, to understand this, let's think of a more familiar kind of Greece exit. Let's do it with one of the Mediterranean's finest exports, the kebab. The reporter then invites viewers to think about the kebab as the Greek economy. It sustains people by providing essentials like wages and mortgages and must never stop turning or it will be spoiled.
Wait, are they... When you say they're using a kebab, are they using that big, like, elephant leg slab of meat?
Yes. In a way, I can kind of see that it's a creative way of explaining
it. Some people might be visual learners and understand it better if they can see it represented visually.
Well, I am one of those. Are you one of those?
I am a kinesthetic, so I learn by doing.
To squitch, that's not even a word.
I mean, it's nearly several words.
It sounds like it could be a name for the vagina.
Oh,
squitch.
No.
It says to switch currency, Greece would have to close the banks and introduce a new currency, probably returning to the drachma.
God.
The bizarre analogy continues with rice as Europe and some other rice as the drachma. Yeah, so would you say it was a good way of demonstrating it, or do you reckon they could have just, like, thought of something
else? No, I want to see more programmes do this. I would quite like to see someone explaining the Earth and the Earth's crust using a Nutella. Not a Nutella. A Ferrero Rocher.
Yes.
So you've got the outer layer, which is obviously the earth, the bit we're on. And then you have the earth's core, which is the hazelnut. And then you have like the magma and everything, which is like the Nutella chocolate spread bit. And then you've got all the layers. It's perfect.
Yeah. That'd be really weird if, like, now that's just painted this image in my head. If you zoomed in, or if you were shrunk down to the size that a Nutella was the world, and you were so little that you could see it that way, whether you would see things in there that you didn't know that were there.
Yeah.
Like, you might even be able to see, like, little creatures of, like, you know those squiggles, not Ebola, but the same kind,
like,
of
bacteria
thing.
And stuff.
Yeah, that's the one. Like, you'd be able to see, like, the little bacterias and stuff, and it would be a completely different place, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Also, if someone was to have babies on a Nutella planet...
Oh, for fuck's sake. Go
in
on.
In this world, would they not... Would the child turn out to be a different child?
What?
Would, like, if you shrunk it back to normal size, would the Nutella baby that was born on the Nutella planet be of human form?
I don't understand the question. I'm a bit creeped out now. Let's move on.
Okay, I've got another story. Monopoly in France. They want to use real currency in Monopoly.
I think that's a terrible idea.
Apparently 10 sets will contain 5 20 euro notes, 2 50 euro notes and $100 note instead of using Monopoly
Wait,
money.
Wait, hang on, Johnny. Why are they using euros and then suddenly dollars?
Sorry, I meant okay. Euros. I'm no good at that. So there are 100 euro note is going to be in it as well.
Terrible idea. Don't do that, France.
Apparently prizes will be discovered in 69 sets, which will contain 10 euros and 20 euro notes. Hasbro in France manager, so it's a French one, has said that we wanted to do something unique, and they got the idea when some customer feedback must have said something like, oh, I wish it was real money, which everyone says.
Funny.
Ha 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 ha. And they did it.
But the problem is, Greece are now going to think that that's a good idea. And then they're going to be even heavier in debt. It's a terrible idea. Don't do it.
This is from The Guardian, by the way. And apparently she said, they did encounter one problem. Packing the games full of real money, while not affecting the weight of the box. It did make the packaging bulge, providing a clue to the canny customer.
It just has disaster written all over it.
Yes,
we'll revisit that indeed. Story when they go on sale, shall we?
Actually, it's got Monopoly written all over it. I know what you mean. It could be a complete disaster.
Disaster.
In danger.
You sound like Brian Butterfield.
Bob. Yeah, so not much really news going on there. We normally have a bit more of a conversation about it, but as Zoe pointed out, there was fuck all to talk about this week.
I'd like there to be some nicer... Well, actually, I should have some news and stuff from the 27-hour show next week, so they'll be good.
That was the news. That was the news.
They call me Mr. Bombastic.
Questions are hard, meant to test your brain and make you go, whoa.
Now it is time to play our game called Bombardment, where Zoe asks me a bunch of questions and I have to get as many of them right. And if I do, then I get that added onto my extra score at the end.
What are the current standings, please, Johnny Robinson?
I have got 5 and you have got 11. I'm not looking forward to this. I reckon I'll get none right.
No, I think you'll get at least 1.
Okay.
Actually, no, I reckon you will get at least 3.
Okay.
I reckon you'll get at least 3, and I'll be disappointed if you don't get the 3 I think you'll get.
Right, okay.
How are you feeling?
A little bit nervous.
Okay.
A little bit hurty in my mouth. But we'll carry on.
Well, I won't... There are no points available for sympathy, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay.
No sympathy points available. Are you ready to be bombarded?
Yeah.
Okay, so your questions begin in 3... 2, 1. Bombardment. Number 1. As of this recording, how many tweets to the nearest 1,000 do I, Zoe Fell, have?
46,000.
Incorrect. The correct answer is 78,536. I would have accepted 78,000 or 79,000. It's insane. The film 127 Hours is based on the story of Aaron Ralston, a canyoneer who, like a total muppet, went and fell through a hole, aka a slot canyon, trapping his arm, and eventually he had to cut it off and free himself. That's all well and good, but which horror film series famously has the main protagonist chained up by their ankle, having to remove it to escape? Any horror franchise.
Saw?
Yes, correct.
Hey.
In the Onima song, Heart Skips a Beat, there's a slightly awkward rap from those cheeky chappies Rizzle Kicks, which includes the line, should have just taken her to the cinema to see Saw. Which radio station network has Onima's recently been advertising?
Global/Heart?
Correct. I've got Heart written down.
Okay.
Heart rhymes with art. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
Correct. Despite having similar names, Leonardo da Vinci and Leonardo DiCaprio are different people. DiCaprio has been nominated 5 times for an Oscar, but how many times has he won?
None.
Correct. What colour is Oscar the Grouch?
I don't know, green?
Correct. A lot of plants are green. What is the name of the chemical process that plants undergo when they make chlorophyll?
Pass.
The correct answer is photosynthesis. What was the most liked photo on Instagram last year?
Justin Bieber having a gun in his face.
No, it was Kim and Kanye's wedding photo.
Oh.
And at a wedding, it is traditional for four things to be present in order to bring luck. Handily, for the memory challenge, there is a lovely little rhyme. What is it?
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Correct. What film ends with an old lady throwing something blue into a large body of water?
Titanic?
Correct. Ding, ding, ding,
ding.
Yay. End of the round.
Hey.
So... you got 7, Johnny.
I am on par now. Oh, I shouldn't have shouted. Finn's asleep next door.
You're a terrible parent.
Sorry, Finn.
I know you're excited.
I'm just waiting for Avery to come in now and go, shh.
I know you're excited because you have got some smarts.
Yay.
Or I made the questions easier, one of the two.
Yeah, I think you made them a bit easier.
7 questions. So the only ones you got wrong were how many tweets I had. I was stuck for a starting point, so I was like, I'll be really narcissistic and do something about me.
Yeah.
I was really impressed you got the Oscars question, right?
Which one was that again?
How many Oscars is... I only said Da Vinci one, also would have been 0.
Oh, I was going to say, actually, on that, I remember it because we talked about... me and Avery talked about it a while ago when we were watching Django.
Django. You got photosynthesis wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim and Kanye's wedding photo.
Yay! See, I did think the photosynthesis one, that was on the tip of my tongue, but I couldn't, yeah.
Yes, Bombardment will be back next week.
Yeah, and I get to...
what are the scores? Now you've added 7 on.
Well, hang on.
Is it all tied?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
What we all know is that I am going to win in the end, but...
No, I am going to win.
I mean, you're not, but... good luck.
All right, whatever, girlfriend.
I'm not your girlfriend.
I know you're not, but...
I'm a friend who is a girl, but I'm not your girlfriend. And don't snap your fingers at me. It's all about the confidence.
I don't think I'd like to be eaten by a penis.
I mean, I think we can do better than that.
Time for fact cock.
This bit's fact cock. It's coming at you through your speakers. It's coming at you through your headphones. Or you can't get enough of this cock.
People really love it when we get our massive cock out, bringing you the facts and stats and telling you the things about romance, food, stalkers and all about the vagina, Leaning Towers, France and the Great Wall of China, M&M's, fizzy drinks and products by Ferrero, Roche, Kinder, Eggs, Nutella, Bueno and Raffaello, illnesses and parasites, stupid urban legends, animal deaths, big breasts, there's too much to mention.
It's coming at you through your speakers, it's coming at you through your headphones. Or you can't get enough of this cock. Running and running and running and running away. See what you can cobble out of that, Johnny.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Oh, God.
So it's fact cock now, and Zoe has got... how many have you got? 2.
I've got 2.
Okay, and I have got 2 as well. We tell the cock our fact, and then he does a noise afterwards.
He crows.
Yes.
As cockerels are wont to do.
Would you like to go first, then?
I can go first.
Okay.
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 Okay. Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, I just thought I wasn't... I wasn't sure if I was just imagining that you'd said cake.
Yeah, well, I wasn't saying cake. Now you're on cake.
Cake.
From your freezer that you've got frozen.
No, I've got no... we've got no cake in the house. That's really depressing. For my first fact this week. In early 2013, a father hired gamers to kill his son in video games so that the son would, quote, get a life, unquote.
Mm.
I have been playing a lot of video games recently.
What one are you on now?
I usually have like a few on the go at the moment. So at the moment I am playing Saints Row the Third, the South Park video game, which is very good. I've got hiccups. That's not a game, by the way.
I was going to say, that sounds like a weird game. Do you have to hold your breath?
It's one of those indie games off Xbox Arcade. I bet there is a game called I Have Hiccups on Xbox Live Arcade.
I bet there's just one called Hiccups on, like, mobile phones.
Right. You talk about video games. I'll do a little search.
I'm really rubbish at games on, especially, like, games consoles, because I always want a games console, and then I manage to lose it or lose interest very quickly. and then I get frustrated and give up, which I suppose isn't a good thing that I should take into consideration of life. Otherwise, I'd just be a failure at everything, which is not too far off from reality. But
oh no, but, don't.
Yeah, what about you?
I'm awful at them, but that doesn't stop me playing them.
Ah, okay.
I enjoy the open world aspect. I search hiccups in the app store, by the way.
Yeah.
There is a app called How to Get Rid of Hiccups Home Remedy. 79p you'd pay for this.
Wow.
And apparently it's on a 24-hour sale with 50% off by soon. How to Get Rid of Hiccups includes why do we hiccup? Sign for cancer, tumours or stroke. Burping, farting and vomiting are effective cures for hiccups. How to stop hiccups with the power of your mind.
I thought there'd be like some sort of game that you'd like...
No.
That you'd have to like, I don't know, like some sort of circular thing. And then, or maybe like it's catching the baby's hiccup that comes out in a bubble. And then...
Right, what is wrong with you?
And then like a fish would come and eat up the bubble.
Right.
And then however many hiccups you were able to catch would be the winner.
Right.
I've just given an app creator an idea now. I want money for it. Thank you, please. I found my PlayStation 2 the other day. Well, I've got it plugged in anyway, but I found all the games for it the other day.
Uh-huh.
A couple of months ago, actually. But still. And I plugged it all in and I started playing Tony Hawk's Underground.
Whoa.
And...
Radical, dude. And is that a thing skaters say? I'm not sure.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. And I found the one with me that I'd played it before, and I made my own character of me, and I looked exactly the same as what I did on that day.
That's amazing. In Saints Row the Third, they have a really comprehensive character creator.
Okay.
So I spent ages creating me in it, basically, and then realised her boobs were massive.
Oh, wow.
And it ruined it.
Wow. How did it ruin it? What? The actual game, or...?
I felt that I was no longer immersed in the game as me.
Oh, okay.
And then I felt really bad for her, because her boobs were massive and she was having to do all this rolling and fighting stuff.
Could you not have, like, reduced them?
I think I can do that, but what annoyed me was it was on the sex appeal slider.
Okay.
So the more sex appeal she had, the bigger her tits were.
Okay.
And then I went into a big rant on Twitter about boob physics in games, and then it just annoyed me. Okay,
and not necessarily having to have big boobs to be sexy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that game? What game was it?
Saints Row the Third.
What do you have to do in it?
It is, it's a bit like GTA.
Yeah.
So a bit like Grand Theft Auto, but you're part of a crime-fighting syndicate, and, one of the weapons you unlock is a dildo.
Oh, wow.
So you basically, like, twat people around the face with a dildo and kill them.
That sounds like something that I should be playing.
It's so much fun. It's really good.
I used to... There's a couple of wrestling games that I've got... Well, I used to have. And I know that I made myself in those as well. Because when I was a very young child, I wanted to... Well, not a very young child, actually. I was probably more 15, 16. I wanted to be a wrestler.
Uh-huh.
And I went to my school and said that I want to be a wrestler, and they said, don't be fucking stupid.
Did they say that's unfortunately not one of the career options we've got on this little printout?
That, but also when I said, all right then, I want to do radio instead, they referred me to the same answer. Which, to be fair, wanted to do radio, wanted to do wrestling. I think the radio one's a bit more realistic.
But obviously, in the Venn diagram of jobs, wrestler and radio producer are in the same bit of the Venn.
Well, they must be. Although I've kind of managed to achieve to the possibility to being one of those.
And we're all very proud of you as a wrestler.
Yes, indeed. I did consider that I could just, instead of being a wrestler now, I could be a commentator for a wrestling channel, which would be interesting because I used to know all of the moves. But yeah, I think the problem is my excitable voice goes higher, which people would have realised on the podcast.
Yes.
So the problem is that if I got really excited, then I'd be talking quite...
No one would hear you.
No, indeed.
I have been to a wrestling match.
Yeah.
I nearly got hit in the head with a flying chair. It was intense.
Where was it?
It was the inaugural The Wrestling up in Edinburgh at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, where it was comedians versus wrestlers, but they'd been trained to do actual proper wrestling.
Oh, okay.
And one of the proper wrestlers was really scary and threw a chair and it nearly hit us.
Wow.
I genuinely feared for my life. My life flashed before my eyes and it was awful.
I wonder, actually, if you had that flashing before your eye thing, mm-hmm. whether you'd use it to your advantage after you lived and gone, oh, I remembered the thing now.
Oh, shit, that's where my keys were. That would be an awful thing to flash before your eyes before you died.
But if you didn't die and you just remembered the flashing, shall I do my fact?
Oh, yeah. God, I totally forgot that was what we were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My cock, the first one. For fact, the average Japanese household watches more than 10 hours of television a day. So that's Japanese household. What is your favourite show?
Is this like ever?
Yeah, or anything that's either on now or that's ever been on.
Maybe The League of Gentlemen? I think that is very good.
Yes.
I have got a signed book from them. I bought it off Amazon and I didn't realise it was signed when I bought it. And then they sent it and it was signed and I got all excited. Yeah, probably The League of... It's got very good rewatch value.
Yeah.
So if I'm up and I've got Watch on or Gold or whatever it's called nowadays, and it's on, I will rarely flick to another channel. That sounded rude. Flick over should have been what I said there, but that's not what I said at all. Mm.
See, I've been trying to watch it again and I can't seem to find it anywhere because I can watch it on the Now TV on...
I've got Now TV. I can watch TV on demand.
Oh, no, it's not as good as what it is necessarily, but, like...
Oh, I've got Now TV and it's a bit shit.
Yeah. It drops out quite a lot.
Oh, I've got Now TV and it drops out quite a lot.
Anyway, and I can get gold.
Anyway.
And I can get gold, so I can watch thingy, but the thing is it doesn't put all of them up. So it puts them up from the last 3 days, which is annoying because if I wanted to watch it from last week or whatever, then it doesn't have it on there. But yeah, me and my brother used to watch League of Gentlemen. And yes, I agree, it is a quite a funny show.
I got into it really late. Oh, I think it was because I got into Psychoville and then, like I do, I get really obsessive about things.
Yeah.
So I went through a period where I bought all of the League of Gentlemen stuff I could. So I bought script books and I bought DVDs and I bought box sets and stuff.
Mm.
And then kind of binged on it for a good few months to like a scary amount.
I couldn't get into Psychoville.
I thought the first series was really good. So I did a whole kind of project on it at college. But the second series wasn't as...
If you could be in a TV show, which one would it be?
Well, I can tell you what programme Dan Aishford thinks I should be on.
You said, I remember it.
The Undateables. I was so offended. So offended when he said that to me. So The Undateables is coming back. Why don't you apply for that?
Has he actually ever watched it? That was the question that I thought at the time.
I've no idea, mate.
We can go to your one next if you like.
In 1810, London came to a standstill from a prank by Theodore Hook, who sent out thousands of letters requesting services that included hundreds of coal deliveries, wedding cakes, priests, lawyers, doctors, chimney sweeps, and over a dozen pianos to be delivered to the same address.
Wow.
I love that idea. That's such a 19th century prank.
Yeah.
He was the dapper laughs of his day.
Lead.
Just bants, mate. Just 19th century bants.
Yeah. The closest thing I could think of to that was that one day I nearly rang up a company that did mannequins and sent mannequins to someone's house.
That would have been terrifying.
Yeah.
There's something about just plastic dolls.
Yeah.
That is inherently a bit creepy.
Porcelain dolls, freaky.
Oh, God, no. And clowns, I can't be doing with it.
Yeah. At Christmas, Finn's great-granddad on Avery's side, he met Ruby for the first time and he got her a Christmas present, which is quite nice, but it was a porcelain doll.
Right.
When we saw it, we kind of all looked at each other and was like, he wasn't around at Christmas Day anyway, so yeah, we kind of just looked at it and went, oh no. And then we couldn't bear to have it in the living room.
No, I don't blame you. Is she kept in a special spot under the stairs in a box that's sealed really tightly?
No, what's actually where it is right at the moment is in Finn's bedroom on the floor.
Oh God.
And when my mum comes round next, she's taking it with her.
Right. My suggestion is do not watch the film Annabelle.
I got freaked out recently as well, actually, by... I was watching something on telly and I think there was like an error on YouTube and it was stuck on this dolly advert and the dolly face kind of went to the screen.
Oh, God.
And the worst thing is as well, because it was slightly pixelated, you know, like when you're watching telly or something and that loses its signal, and then
you're really creeping me out now, places. And I know I'm going to have a horrible dream about this.
Oh, okay. Well, I probably will now after I've mentioned it and had to remember it in my head.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it was like that, and it kind of looked like it was bleeding, which was even worse.
Sake.
And it was from the 70s, which is even more worse. So it kind of, yeah, it was a bit spooky.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Can you think of any other good 19th century pranks? I think there's a helicopter outside my house.
And maybe that's someone playing. There's a police playing a prank on you.
Oh, funny. Oh, SWAT team.
Yeah. Ta-da. Or they just knock on the door and it's like, yeah, Zoe in. Yeah, all right, we're just going to knock, jump in and scare her. And the next thing you hear is, police, get down! And then they see you scared and they're like, ha, 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 ha. Oh, banter.
I hate that word so much. 19th century bants.
No, I was going to say about leaving a dead rat with the plague in the bathroom.
Ah.
But that's earlier.
Not rats now, anyway. It's gerbils, apparently.
Oh.
Rats have been vindicated. Apparently it's gerbils that actually... spread the plague.
Oh, wow.
So apologies to all rats who were previously being held to awful things.
Yes, sorry,
that they
rats.
Did not do in the past.
I think I was born in the Chinese year of the rat.
That came out of nowhere.
I know. Oh, doing the wrong kind of tie knot. It's doing the wrong tie knot. They tie your tie the wrong way and then they say, ha ha ha.
Oh, is that for the upper classes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ketchup was sold in the 1830s as a medicine. That's where the fat cut comes in.
Hey, here's a great 19th century prank. Sell other condiments as medicine.
Like mayonnaise as like some sort
spot
of...
spot cream.
Yeah. Or no, you could say something else. Like you, if you rub it on your arms, it will make your arms stronger. It'll do your bones good.
It will do your bones good, yeah.
I was going to say... if something you eat regularly could be made into a medicine, what would it be?
Cake. Oh, no, chocolate. I think I self-medicate with chocolate.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely. I eat too much of it. That's... oh, I've got strawberry bonbons downstairs.
Bonbons.
I made the joke first, fuck off. No, because I woke up the other day. You know when you wake up with an inexplicable craving for something? And I'm not talking about cock.
No, I wanted Chinese food this morning.
So I've woken up in the past with just an insatiable craving for like a lamb roast dinner.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it and then I was sad. Last week I woke up with just this weird out of the blue craving for strawberry bonbons.
Yeah.
So when we went food shopping, I was like, I'm just going to get some bonbons. And I did, and I was happy, and I've got some downstairs that I forgot about.
What wouldn't you want to be medicine?
I was just about to just go, cock. No.
You wouldn't want cock to be medicine.
But then you'd have to have it, and then you'd lose the excitement and the fun of it, I think.
I suppose for a few days you wouldn't. Like, you'd be like, I have to have cock, like, every half an hour.
Novel. Maybe that's what I need to stop putting on my dating profile.
Well, you have got a condition which means that you have to have cock every 10 minutes.
No, I don't think I could just put, I have a condition. Please message for details. Winky, tongue sticking out, smiling.
No, I reckon if you put that, you'd get loads of people asking. If you said, I have a condition that means that my vagina has to be stimulated every 3 hours, in brackets, you'll get so many people.
Yeah, but they would be all the kind of people that I'm not going to ever want to meet.
No,
ever.
Indeed.
What don't I like? Maybe like really spicy chili or something.
Or like olives.
Oh,
I like olives, though.
Don't like olives.
No.
Olives, probably, yeah. I wouldn't want olives to be medicine. That is the end of Fact Cock. I think Fact Cock finished.
Fact Cock cocked.
Jalapenos.
That's one spicy cock.
Hey, Johnny.
Yes?
I bet you £5. Will you take this bet with me? If I am proved right, you have to give £5 to Comet Relief.
Okay.
If I am proved wrong, I have to give £5 to Comet Relief.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you audibly take the bet?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay. I bet you £5 you have not been taking notes today.
No, I haven't.
£5 to Comet Relief. Thank you very much, Johnny. That's very nice of you.
Okay, I have done it. Well, I haven't done it right now, but yeah.
You haven't done it right now. You stick it in Watson's.
Okay.
And you can put like a little message on the donation. You can put your name on it, so it's Johnny Robinson, care of Prick Up Your Ears.
Yeah.
And then on the message, it's like, here is £5 because I lost a bet, something or other.
Yeah, okay.
And I will be checking. I, of course, will be giving money to charity anyway when I go up there, because that is what you do. So what have we learnt today?
There is no entertaining news today. Or, in fact, in the last week or so.
Yeah. I always search by week, and there's been nothing that's really jumped out at me and gone, ha-ha!
Yeah, the world is a depressing place again.
It's really depressing at the moment.
Yeah. Although...
I was watching the local news spotlight earlier today, and the two stories at the end were... Boy finds guns dumped in river thanks to metal detector.
Yeah.
And following that was man loses wedding ring, finds wedding ring in same place years later.
I heard about that.
I was watching this going, is this news? This is not news. It was not news. Well, it was the news, but it was not news. I learnt that all politics is corrupt, even down to base level.
You are rubbish at games too, but you carry on with them and don't give up.
Yeah, well, I do, but I skip to a different game and then come back to it. And then I'm generally a bit less shit.
We learned that either Zoe made the questions a bit easier or I am a bit smarter. Yeah, I still don't keep notes, which is a bad thing. Zoe's never had a kebab.
I've never been face first in a sweaty, meaty pile of ick.
Have you got anything else?
No, because I did not make notes today. Friday, 9 p.m. Go to rednoseday.com/MarkWatson and you can watch the 27-hour live stream. I will be there. My friends will be there. A lot of comedians will be there. And watch our slow and painful decline into just insanity. Last time Rufus Hound got his cock out, taped a hammer to it and proceeded to smash some eggs, which was all in the name of charity. We're aiming to raise, well, Mark's aim is to raise 20 grand, but we're almost there before we've even started the 27-hour show, which is great. So if you go to our website, rednoseday.com/MarkWatson, you can find all the details on there, everything of how to donate, how to watch, how to get involved, and just some general support for it would be really lovely, especially kind of in those early morning hours when it goes a bit quiet online, especially in the UK. We would really appreciate your support, and it would just be lovely to hear from you. Do that, please. Thank you.
Oh, good luck to everyone as well on that.
Thank you. I will pass on your regards.
Yay. So that's the end of the podcast for today. We'll have more lovely podcastual loveliness next week. So listen to the podcast and smile. You can email us at info@soundgorillas.co.uk. You can tweet us at PUYU Podcast. You can go on Facebook and look for Prick Up Your Ears.
And smile. Sorry, Johnny, they're either smiling or they're not smiling. Make up your fucking mind.
Prick Up Your Ears. Listen to the podcast and smile. Find us by going to our website, soundgorillas.co.uk/prickupyourears. Also on Facebook, we are under Sound Gorillas. And on Twitter, also at Sound Gorillas. Or at John Cabal and at Zofam.
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 I'm Johnny Robinson, and I'll still be me when I finish the podcast.
And, yeah. Bye.
Bye. SoundGorillas.co.uk.